leaders are like that. In the last day, you will see sons of men stand as false prophets among you.
As we discuss burning issues affecting the country and what solutions can be used.
Persons with disabilities should also be able to enjoy all the fundamental rights and freedom.
Let me make mention here that there is no one who is above the law.
The Neighborhood, a platform to learn, experience and resolve.
By the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN and Zamtel networks, to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Lovely, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. Presented, my name is Mumbra Taylor. The headlines. Zambia marks 34 years as a Christian nation. CDF boosts healthcare in Mwanze district. An international headlines, orphan's brutal murder shines a spotlight on child abuse in Somalia. And in sport, Student FC dissolves technical bench. Now the news in detail. Government has commissioned a modern inpatient ward at Mwanze District Stage 2 Clinic, significantly increasing bed capacity and strengthening health services delivery through the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Lwapla Province Permanent Secretary Prudence Chinamakangwa, who was in charge in Mwanze District to commission the facility on behalf of the President last Friday, stated that the development demonstrates how government pronouncements on CDF are being translated into tangible results. Mrs. Kangwa says the clinic previously had only 4 bed spaces for males and 4 for females, despite serving a large population in one of Lwapla Province's large districts. She says the newly commissioned ward has added 8 bed spaces for males and 8 for females, bringing the total capacity to 12 bed spaces each, which she has described as a major milestone. The facility was constructed at a total cost of 800,000 kwacha and has been praised for its high standards, with the permanent secretary noting that its quality and size made it resemble a hospital. The Ministry of Health has recorded significant progress across Zambia's health sector over the past 4 years, driven by increased government investment, improved availability of medicines, and the rollout of advanced medical technology. Speaking during a health sector progress update, Ministry of Health Principal Public Relations Officer Georgia Mutale says government funding to the health sector has steadily increased from about 7% of the national budget in 2021 to nearly 12% in 2025. Ms. Mutale noted that the increased funding has led to improved availability of essential medicines, with stock levels rising from about 85% in 2021 to between 85 and 95% across health facilities. She says a significantly reduced drug shortages and improved patient care has also been attributed. She further revealed that the ministry has accelerated the transition from outdated analog medical imaging systems to modern technology, digital technology. Now, the United Party for National Development, UPND, says they have put in place measures to ensure that Zambians benefit from the mining sector and that the benefits trickle down to citizens. UPND Media Director Mark Simoa says the government is taxing mining companies, and the money is what is sponsoring the citizens' empowerment initiatives such as the Cash for Work, CEC empowerment grants, among others. He has added that the president's marketing of the nation has opened up doors to powerful nations as the US coming to Zambia to invest, powerful investors like Dangote coming to put up a power plant, and other investors putting up refineries, thereby creating jobs for the Zambians. Mr. Simoe has added that Zambia will be a shining example to the world because of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. He was speaking on the Bottom Line program on One Love Radio. Kanchiria Member of Parliament Sunday Chanda has defended the international recognition accorded to President Hage Ndehijilema, arguing that such acknowledgement reflects Zambia's improving macroeconomic trajectory and should not be dismissed as irrelevant to the country's realities. Mr. Chanda says political maturity in a democratic society is demonstrated not by partnership but by the ability to recognize national progress regardless of political affiliation. He noted that while many Zambians continue to face genuine socio-economic challenges, international recognition should be viewed as complementary to, not disconnected from, domestic realities. Mr. Chanda was responding to criticism surrounding the Telegraph's recent recognition of President Hichilema as one of the influential global leaders for 2025. Now, critics have argued that the accolade represents foreign praise detached from the everyday struggles of citizens, including rising fuel prices, poverty, and power outages, among others. Mr. Chanda explained that the international commendation was grounded in tangible economic development, including Zambia's successful restructuring of over 90% of its external debt, the restoration of fiscal discipline, renewed investor confidence, and projected economic growth in 2025 and 2026. Now, residents of Luapula Ward in Chemba District have raised concern over water challenges in the district. We have more in the following report.
Despite water being an essential commodity in many households, for the people of Chemba District, it's still a struggle. Residents of Chemba District in Luapula Ward are expressing concern over an ongoing water crisis, which they say is putting their communities at risk of waterborne diseases. One of the residents, Matimba Ivy, has appealed to government to provide pipe water systems to improve access to safe water.
My appeal to the government is we need water in Chemba. There is crisis. There is decent to pipe water. Many diseases are there. So we are appealing to government. Uko tuwa fuiri shako. Palole kishi sana pari ya chiri ya menshi. Haba na vareka kwa kuno. Na haba kuno noti haba na vareka. We've got all the challenges. Especially, amenshi pio tule roma. Mwe mutula njile kwa umuwa kwa takuwa ama kutumu alanda kuna kuna bantuba wa kuntanshi. It's far. From here to where the bridge is, that's where we find water. It takes 2 hours to reach the destination. It's very far. Tule roma yako vudeko kutwa fishe ko amenshi ya kutapo at least ya yako safe it coordinated from